I consider this a great honor to be with God's people, to be where the Lord has raised up a faithful pastor. But Don has been my friend a long time. We converse often. I love him, appreciate him, appreciate this assembly. I pray today that God might be pleased to meet with us. This may be the last time we ever meet together. I don't know. We're not promised anything. Life is but a vapor. I'm going to ask you to take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. I'd like to read, and I'll be preaching, Lord willing, out of that passage that Brother Lindsay read out of Joshua 2. Hebrews chapter 11. This is what God has to say about Rahab the harlot. Hebrews 11:31. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. Now that's what God has to say. How often have we read or heard this passage of Scripture quoted? When Moses asked the Lord, he said, "Would you show me your glory?" And this is what God had to say. "I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. And I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion." And then in Romans 9, the Spirit of God moved upon the Apostle Paul to write these words concerning the Lord's answer to Moses. "So then, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy." Now I know, and you that believe know this. It is not by the will of man that men are converted. It's by the will of God. Now we know that. Rahab the harlot, by faith, didn't perish. I want us to look just a few minutes. Turn with me back to Joshua 2. Joshua 2. We'll be looking at a few passages of Scripture here, but amazing passage concerning God's grace to a woman who is without doubt a type of everyone to whom God has been pleased to show mercy. What was it about Rahab that was any different than any other person in Jericho? What was the difference between her and everybody else? The grace of God. That was it. Here's a woman who is one out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Here was one for whom the Lord Jesus Christ shed His blood. God said, by faith. By faith. Rahab did not perish. Somebody would ask, now, could God Almighty show mercy to one such as I? If He's pleased to do so, He will. He showed mercy to this harlot. What has she done that we haven't done? At least in our minds, what has she ever done that we haven't done? Nothing. Now, I want us to just consider, just for a few minutes, concerning the faith of Rahab. That's what I'll preach on. The faith of Rahab. This woman believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. This woman, by faith, she believed by the grace of God and did not perish. The Lord Jesus Christ said in John 6:37, "All that the Father giveth me." Now, does that mean before, after? It means all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. This woman, by faith, came to Him. She saw Him by faith. Now, I want you to just think with me for just a few minutes. The Scripture sets forth the wonder and the miracle of God's grace that God would save this woman. Now, I want you to just think. Now, look at the providence of God concerning her deliverance. Two spies, we read in the passage Brother Lindsay read out of Joshua 2. Two spies were sent by Joshua to this place called Jericho, and they were sent there to spy secretly, view the land. And they went, they came into an harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there. Now, what does the Scripture say concerning why they came to that house? It doesn't say. Scripture has no indication whatsoever that they even knew where they were going. They came to a place that the Spirit of God directed them. Why would they come to that house? The Scripture says, Psalm 37:23, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and He delighteth in His way." The Lord delights to direct His people, and I'll tell you this, those who by grace and faith know the Lord directs them, they're glad that God directs too. Why are we here this morning? Well, we just decided we were going to come to church today. The Scripture says that the steps of a good man are ordered. Ordered. There, you're sitting here by the grace of God. Don? I'm here by the grace of God. That's the only reason. The Lord ordered the steps of these men, brought them to a place where God was going to show mercy. The Lord's hand providentially, powerfully moved on these spies to the very house, to one that He had everlastingly loved, chosen in Christ. These spies may not have outwardly known. God knew. Here's what 2 Timothy 2:19. "Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal: the Lord knoweth them that are His." God knows. We come this morning to hear, to preach and to hear the gospel of God's grace. We believe that the gospel is the power of God and salvation. Prepare a message. God's people come. They want to hear. They believe that God is going to bless His word, because the Lord said, my word not going to return void. It'll accomplish the purpose for which it was sent. So the Lord had purposed that this woman, Rahab, would be spared in the day of the city's demise. So God sent two spies to this house to assure this woman of God's promise, God's mercy, and God's grace to her. Now, I realize that there were some in her family. I don't know what they believed, but I know what God said she believed. This woman met these two spies, and the scripture says that they assured her of her safety according to God's promise. Now, let me ask you this. What was the foundation? What was the ground? The scripture says that Rahab, by faith, perished not. How did that faith come? Where did it come from? Well, you said God gave it to her. Right. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. This woman believed. Now, I want you to look in Joshua 2 with me and listen to the words of Rahab. Joshua 2, 9 to 11. She came up in verse 8 and talked to these men. They were on the roof, hidden in the roof. Verse 9, she said unto the men, I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. Now listen to the words of this woman. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon, Og, whom you utterly destroyed. These were two kings. I can tell you this. These were two kings over some land, and the Israelites just wanted to pass through. All they wanted to do was pass through. They weren't looking for trouble. We just want to pass through. And these two kings told them, said, no, you're not passing through. And these two kings raised up themselves against God's people. And God Almighty destroyed those kings and their kingdoms because of their resistance to God's people. And Rahab said, we heard about that. We heard how the Lord opened up the Red Sea and how Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, now listen to the confession of this woman. He's God. In heaven above and in earth beneath. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We're not told who the messengers, we're not told who said these, who preached these things. But Rahab said, we heard. We've heard. We know. By faith, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with those that believed not when she had received the spies with peace. Now, all of Jericho heard. That's what she said. For we've heard how the Lord, who's we? Well, the message went forth. Now, obviously, there were some wayside hearers. There were some stony ground hearers. There were some thorny ground hearers, but by the grace of God, I know there was one that was a good ground hearer. And that good ground, by the grace of God, God made her so. And she heard. And the Spirit of God, just like the Lord, opened up Lydia's heart, gave her faith to believe. The Scripture says, by faith, Rahab perish not. Rahab told these spies, she said, I know this. We've heard. She said, let me tell you what I know. God is God. He's God in heaven and earth. Here's the evidence of faith. God gives a man, a woman, a heart that bows to God Almighty. He's not one that we deal with, we argue with, we connive with. He's God. I know this. Your God is God. The Scripture says that they heard, but obviously because of the lack of immediate retribution, death, overtaking, they didn't truly believe God. We heard this. This woman knew it, bowed to it. Ecclesiastes 8:11 says, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men are fully set in them to do evil. Children of Israel came in 6 days. They circled Jericho. And you know what happened? Nothing. Nothing. They just walked around the city. But that seventh day, those priests, they blew those trumpets. Those walls came down, and Almighty God wrought victory for His people. Rahab said, I know this. God is God. God Almighty, the one that opened up the Red Sea, the one that destroyed Sihon and Og, that's the Lord. What was the effect of her faith? I know the foundation of her faith was founded in the providence of Almighty God. The evidence of her faith, she acknowledged, she believed the Lord. Now look at the effect of the faith. The Scripture says that she received the spies with peace. Peace with God and peace with them. What is the ground of our peace before the Lord? The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. What's the ground of our peace between each other? The Spirit of God that has wrought a new heart in you, wrought a new heart in me. We have fellowship one with another. What was the effect of Rahab's faith? She received these spies. Received them with peace as God's Spirit wrought a new heart, a new mind, a new understanding in this woman. And the Spirit of God who gave this woman faith to believe acknowledged these men as God's men and hid them. And here the Spirit of God caused this woman by faith to do something that only God Almighty could have convinced this woman to do. She hid these men from the authorities in her city. She took them and put them up on the roof. And the Lord had given her a new heart to receive them, led by God's Spirit. God told her what to do. Now I want you to notice the singleness of her faith. Here's a miracle, because as far as I can tell, no one else was recorded to possess faith. Again, I said I do know that she asked my father, my mother, my brethren, my sisters, keep them in here, and they said, get inside the house. Here's a scarlet thread, and you stay in this house. You get outside this house, and your blood's on your head. We come inside this house, blood will be on us. But this woman, by the singleness of God's mercy, perished not. I don't know how many people were in Jericho, but I can tell you this. All that perished, perished because of a lack of faith. There was no one recorded except Rahab to have believed God. Now, this woman alone preferred God's will, God's men, God's message over everybody else. This woman alone exalted the Lord to be God in heaven and earth. Now, I'd like for us to consider an answer. Now, this has been an amazing, amazing thing to me. For a long time, I'd read this passage of Scripture and I would hear the answer that Rahab gave to the messengers from the king. The king sent some messengers to Rahab. And he said, I want you to send these guys over that has come to your house. We've heard that they've come into the city to secretly spy out the land. Send them over. And whenever Rahab heard that, look at Joshua 2, 4 to 6. Now listen to her answer. And the woman took the two men and hid them and said thus. There came men unto me, but I wist not whence they were. Came to pass about the time of shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Whether the men went, I wot not. Pursue after them quickly, for ye shall overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof of the house and hid them with the stalks of flax which she had laid in order upon the roof. Now let me ask you something. Was what Rahab said, was it the truth? No. How can a woman answer something that was not the truth? And the Scripture, I want you to hold just a second before I say that. Turn with me to 2 Thessalonians 2. 2 Thessalonians 2. While you're turning there, let me just remind you of what this woman had said. She said, We heard how your God divided the Red Sea. We heard how God destroyed Sihon and Og. I know. That God's given you this land. I know God's given you this land. I know that you're going to come in here according to God's will and God's purpose, and you're going to take this city. I know you are. I know you are. Because I know this, that God Almighty is God in heaven and earth. She said, when you come into this city, would you have mercy on me and my family? Because I know this. You're coming. I know you are. Would you have mercy on me? One woman, as far as I know, one woman believed God. One woman. How many heard? All of them. We heard, all of us. I can just imagine the message was rampant. Have you heard? Have you heard what the Red Sea, those Israelites that walked across on dry ground? Have you heard that? Did you hear what they did to Sihon and Og? God destroyed them. This woman said, I know this. God's going to give you this land. This is your land. The scripture says that they all heard. How many believe God? As far as I know, one. One. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 7. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way, and then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. God sent the message of the gospel to Jericho. Rahab said, we heard. We heard. How many believed? One. Because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved, and for that cause, for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Let me ask you this. Those that received not the love of the truth, what did they really want? What did they want? God sent the truth and gave Rahab faith to believe. They heard. What did they want? They didn't want the truth. What did they want? They wanted a lie. What did God give them? He gave them just exactly what they wanted. Listen to what James, the Apostle James, says in James 2:25. Someone said, well, I just don't understand. I just don't see how that... Well, let me just say, what does God have to say about it? And then we'll just end it right there. James 2:25. Likewise also, was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? What did God say about what she did? Was not Rahab the harlot justified by works? God Almighty gave those that heard and would not receive, did not desire the love of the truth. God gave them just exactly what they wanted. My friend, Almighty God is God. He's God in heaven and earth. That's what Rahab said. I know this. God's given you this land. This land's God's. He does as He will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. What did the Lord Jesus Christ, Matthew 11, turn to Matthew 11 in closing. Listen to the words of our Lord. You know the problem with man by nature. God's ways are not our ways. And when Almighty God is declared to be God, man by nature, carnal man, will not have this man to rule over him. I'm not going to have him to rule over me. Listen to the words of the Lord, Matthew 11, verse 20. Then began he to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it should be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which had been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. I'm going to read just a couple more verses, but I read that verse of Scripture and I think to myself, here's the Lord declaring not only what He did or didn't do, but He's telling us what would have happened had He chosen to show mercy to Sodom. If the mighty works which were done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you that it should be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes, even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. Why would God be pleased to send the message of Christ to a city and give one woman faith to believe, and allow the whole city, the rest of the city, to refuse that message and say, I'm not going to hear what you have to say. And then give them exactly what they wanted. God sent them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. And then the Lord Jesus Christ, in praying, said, Father, I thank you, for so it seemed good in your sight to do this. John 12:40 said, He hath blinded their eyes, hardened their hearts, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. Now, my friend, this is the God of the Bible. He who has power to show mercy and compassion to whomsoever He will. And whomsoever He will, He hardeneth. To leave a man or leave a woman to themselves, is it right that God does that? Absolutely. That's what Rahab said. He's God. God in heaven and earth. Heaven above, earth beneath. The Lord, He's God. And then the reward. God Almighty's reward to this woman who granted the faith. God gave her faith to believe. What was the reward of God? What was the mercy of God? What does Scripture say God did for her? By faith, Rahab the harlot perished not with them that believe not. This woman, a harlot, a Canaanite harlot, that Almighty God was pleased to show mercy. Out of the dregs of sin and despair, You that believe, where did he find you? Same place. This woman right here, saved by the grace of God, married a man named Salmon. And they had a boy, Rahab, and her husband, Salmon, had a boy. And his name was Boaz. Boaz's mama was Rahab. And Boaz married a woman named Ruth. And they had a son. His name was Jesse. And Jesse had a son. His name was David. And 14 generations later, the Lord Jesus Christ was born through that line. Oh, the grace of God. Here was a woman that God was pleased to show mercy. A harlot. And God gave her faith to believe and pass by everybody else. My friend, this is the God we serve. This is God. This is God. Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. But it shall accomplish that which I please. It shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. God sent the message of Christ to a place called Jericho and gave one woman, life. Sent two spies there and sent those two spies to that woman's house. That one woman. And Almighty God, through these two messengers, gave that one woman the assurance, you're not going to perish. The scourge is going to come through this land. But it's not going to come to you. You stay in this house. And don't you ever leave this house. When we come through, you stay right here. You'll be safe. My friend, Christ is our ark. Being found in Him is life. It's life. If we believe this morning, we believe by the grace of God. And Almighty God that would send the gospel to Danville, Kentucky and give anybody a heart to believe is a miracle of God's grace. And if the Lord's pleased to raise up all of these other buildings where people are hearing and are believing a lie, the Lord Jesus Christ said to His Father, Father, I thank You that You've hidden these things from the wise and prudent. For so it seemed good in Your sight. Lord, give me that faith to believe. For Christ's sake, amen.